Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Jan Gallagher and Allison Greiner about the upcoming performance at the Washington Area Performing Arts and Events Center of An Evening of Improv. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Thank you both so much for talking with me today. If you'd like to just introduce yourselves, and then we'll be talking about An Evening of Improv.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead. My name is Allison Greiner, and I am the mother of Jack Greiner, and he's one of the performers. And I know a lot of the Mid Prairie kids and have followed them throughout their speech and drama. So I guess that's my connection. So.
And I'm Jan Gallagher, and I'm on the board for the Washington Performing Arts Series. And I've known Allison since she was in high school, at least. And now I know her son, too. I'm glad to know him. And so I put this together. I started this a couple years ago. This will be our third one of the Evening for Improv. And it's just really fun and nerve-wracking getting it put together because it's improvisational from the very beginning.
All on the fly. Yes. Great. So let everyone know when this evening is and how they can get tickets first off.
Okay. It's Saturday, April 13th, and it's at the Washington Performing Arts Center in the auditorium of the high school. And they can get tickets by going to washingtonauditorium.org. And tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for college students, and all K-12 students from any school district are in free.
Very good. And yes. I think that's awesome. I know that's the theme for all of your series, which is great. It's a great way to, there's no excuse for these students not to go and be exposed to this.
And they love improv. I know when I was a speech coach, if I couldn't find somebody, I would go look in the improv room and they'd probably be in there.
Great. So then tell us how this evening's going to look then.
Okay. Well, Act One will be largely high school students. And they are all students who were nominated to perform at the Iowa High School Speech Association All-State Festival. And that nomination indicates that they are among the best performers in the state of Iowa. So we're pretty proud of these kids. And they come from Washington High School and Mid Prairie High School this year.
Awesome.
And that's basically Act One. And then Act Two, a good share of Act Two, is what I call originally the Washington 2024 adult improv team, but I changed that to seasoned improv team because adult sounded like maybe it was not a family program, but it's definitely a family program. And so they will perform most of Act Two, but there are a couple acts from the high school students, and one of my favorite ones will be the ending act, and that is one that Allison's son is in, and it's a scene from Aladdin, and I've never seen more energy and enthusiasm and just theatrics in any short piece before, and so they will definitely be a crowd pleaser.
Awesome, great. So sounds like a variety of different styles and ensembles and performances, so something for everybody to come see.
Right, it will be mostly improvisation, but there also will be musical theater and ensemble acting. And storytelling, one storytelling event too. And so, yes, it's quite a variety of entertainment.
And improv is one of my favorite things to watch and also be a part of. So,
next year.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But it is. It's so interesting to watch how people's minds can work so quickly and so well together to do something just on the fly. And it's usually highly entertaining.
Yes, it will be. The whole evening is full of hilarious comedy.
That was Jan Gallagher and Allison Greiner joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about An Evening of Improv. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.